2014 should have been a great year for Ron Laster. He and his wife had just bought a house.
The new homeowners, we didn't want to mess anything up because we had just the first house we ever got.
Then he got injured, and that same year, his boss died. He'd been a touring musician with James Brown for 27 years. The Lasters called around to relatives for help as bills piled up, but the mortgage payments were too much. And then they saw a TV commercial.
Georgia Auto Pawn. You know, get cash right now. Cash, help pay your bills, blah, 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 this and that, you know.
Laster says he and his wife knew there was going to be some interest, but they didn't know it was going to be 300%.
Maybe we was hurting. Maybe we just should have paid a little bit more attention. But they were just so anxious for us to get the loan that we just went ahead and just said, okay, we need this money. We're not going to lose this house.
The original loan was for $2,000. So far, the Lasters have paid the company more than $6,000.
The car is the collateral.
Liz Coyle is with the consumer advocacy group Georgia Watch.
So if they don't make the payments, the title lender takes their car, can charge them additional fees for having to repossess the car, can then sell that car.
And there's also intense pressure from the lenders. Laster says on bad days, he'd get as many as 4 calls from the company.
Some of them were like kind of really nasty on the phone. Remind me of the old mob days, it'd break your leg or something like that, you know? They just break your pocket instead of breaking your leg. That's what they do.
Laster's lender, Georgia Auto Loan, didn't make anyone available for comment. There are more than 400 similar title lenders in Georgia. Consumer advocates estimate they make almost $200 million from borrowers in the state. And that's despite the fact that Georgia actually has among the country's strictest rules when it comes to another infamous lending product, payday loans. Liz Coyle again.
The title lending industry is covered under a different section of law than payday lending. It's the Pawnbroker Act. So the usury protections limits that are in place for something like payday lending don't apply to title loans.
Coyle says she's not saying no one should ever take out a title loan, just that the company should have to be explicit about what it might actually cost in the long run. Diane Standard is with the Center for Responsible Lending. That group has found employees often don't offer up details about the length or cost of the loans. Standard says federal regulators are working to change that.
So in June of last year, the CFPB announced a proposed rule that has the potential to rein in the car title and payday lending debt trap.
The CFPB is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The agency was created under the Dodd-Frank Act as a response to the 2008 financial crisis. The proposal would require lenders to make sure people are capable of paying back a loan without it cutting into other crucial expenses. But Standard says the CFPB itself is under attack. Texas Republican Representative Jeb Hensarling, who's leading the charge, says the agency already has too much power.
American consumers need competitive markets and a cop on the beat to protect them from fraud and deception. They don't need Washington elites trampling on their freedom of choice and picking their financial products for them.
He wants to remove the agency's director, rein in its enforcement powers, and slash its budget. So it's an open question what could happen to this federal rule on title loans. Meanwhile, Ron Laster keeps trying to pay down his debt.
It definitely feels embarrassing, especially since you've lived that kind of life, you know, where you never had to worry about it. Then all of a sudden, boom.
Recently, he managed to get some help. Another company took on his debt and let him start to pay it down without the high interest. Even then, it will have taken him more than 3 years just to get back to square one. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.